course, it's been a huge issue for years. It certainly is a hot-button topic right now, oil drilling off the California coast. And on the KSRO live line with us is Betty Yee. She is the California State Controller. Good morning, Ms. Yee. So glad to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Pat and Larry. Thank you.
You know, you've got a big job on a daily basis as Chief Fiscal Officer for the state of California. I know you were among those who signed letters to the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management talking about not drilling anymore off the California coast. Why would the state controller, you, get involved in that particular letter?
Sure. Well, I also, in my role as controller, I am one of three members on the California State Lands Commission, and we have jurisdiction over our coastal lands, and we take this proposal very seriously. I serve on the commission with Lieutenant Governor and a governor's representative, the Director of Finance, and we believe this is a short-sighted plan that's going to set California back as we're moving away from fossil fuels.
So now, this is an interesting situation that President Trump obviously said we're going to start letting possibly federal oil drilling off. But then he gives an exemption to Florida, saying they will not. Why did Florida get it and California not?
Well, this has just been driven politically, obviously, when you look at how nonsensical that is. So California is the nation's top tourist destination. We have an industry of tourism 2.5 times larger than that of Florida. Our GDP is triple of that of Florida. Our ocean economy employs more than 500,000 people. And so we want the same exemption as what he's given Florida. And we believe we can make that case for not only economically, but environmentally.
And there's been so much talk, Ms. Yee, about protests, should something like this be in the pipeline, so to speak, and all different kinds of protests, including, you know, bodies being in front of pipelines and things like that. What have you heard about the various ways that people are talking about protesting?
Well, yesterday, the Bureau actually had what they considered a public hearing in Sacramento, an odd venue when you're talking about coastal issues.
Yeah.
There were protests outside the state capitol. I was joining many of them to express our fierce opposition to the federal proposal to drill. And it wasn't even a hearing. It was essentially a venue where members of the public could go and register their opposition. And there weren't members of the Bureau there to, you know, really just conduct a public hearing. So I'm not sure how much they really care about hearing the voices of opposition, but we are going to hear them fiercely up and down California.
Who's in support of this plan by the feds here in California? Because I know there aren't many.
The oil companies, you know, this is sure. You know, just more about keeping their industry viable. When we know here in the United States, certainly here in California, the transition to clean energy, renewable energy is really taking hold. And so this is another effort to just keep dollars in the pockets of oil companies.
So then is the plan then to, okay, so they allow offshore drilling, but then you're not going to let the oil to get from the drill to anywhere else a company could use it?
Right, exactly. So the federal government may have plans to drill off the coast, but in terms of approving new pipelines or allowing use of existing pipelines to transport the oil from the new leases ashore, that will require approval from the three-member State Lands Commission. And I can tell you that we are unanimously opposed to allowing any of that to happen.
Well, it sounds pretty adamant approach, that's for sure. And what's next? As far as
well,
you're concerned.
Well, what's next is we will see how real these proposals are. And if the Bureau comes back with some specific plans that will require us to allow use of existing pipelines or approval of new pipelines, we will then take our action appropriately.
And as long as we've got you on the phone, I want to just say thank you on behalf of Sonoma County and the North Bay. I'm sure that Southern California would say the same for the hand that the state has reached out to us in terms of the wildfire situations and our recovery efforts, too.
Well, and thanks to the men and women on the front lines, we are happy to be of assistance, and our thoughts every day go out to those who have been affected. Thank you.
Yep, and we're doing pretty well, I think. And
you are.
Four months after the fact, and real progress is being made here, I'm happy to say.
Well, this is when people pull together, and you have been a big part of that. Thank you.
Absolutely, and glad to have you on with us this morning. We will certainly be following this story, and no doubt more conversation ahead between us. Thanks for being here.
Sure, my pleasure.
That is California State Controller Betty Yee, who is on the side of no oil drilling, an oil drilling ban off the coast of California.